William Winslade is both a lawyer and a professor of psychiatry at UCLA. He wants to scrap the insanity plea. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. In their book, The Insanity Plea, Winslade and Judith Wilson Ross say such a plea defeats justice and discredits psychiatry. Winslade says psychiatry is not a science, and psychiatrists are not scientists.
In the Hinckley case, the issue in the court proceeding is what was Hinckley thinking and feeling just before and during the time he attempted to assassinate the president. And my claim is that psychiatry, whatever clinical or scientific basis it has for diagnosis and treatment of mental illness, is not scientific with respect to reconstructing what was going on in somebody's mind at the time of the crime.
Psychiatrists, he says, are no better than anyone else at guessing about a person's past mental state.
Psychiatrists are in foreign territory, the legal system, doing something that they're not equipped to do with skills that are not appropriate for the task at hand.
Winslade concedes the insanity plea is not used very often, but he says its impact is great.
The insanity plea is not very successful. It's only successful in about 25% of the cases in which it's used. And in only about 1 or 2% of the cases do the defendants actually get acquitted, not guilty by reason of insanity, and then go free or go free in a few months.
Not only that, says Winslade, there is much inconsistency in insanity cases.
A lot of crazy people, like the Manson gang, or people who are really wacko, they get convicted even if they plead insanity.
Winslade would eliminate entirely the insanity plea and psychiatric testimony in the guilt phase of a trial.
Either they were guilty or they weren't. And if they were guilty, that's fine. Then we talk about mental illness, but it's mental illness now that matters to us.
Only at the sentencing should mental illness be taken into account. William Winslade, co-author of The Insanity Plea. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.